These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you, don't just live, shine.
The Illinois game back in 1961 where you had 170 receiving yards and three touchdowns. Can you talk a little bit about that Illinois game?
Well, if I remember correctly, that was a decent Illinois team. I think Dick Butkus was playing for Illinois at that time. And if I got my memory straight, I think the biggest thing I remember about that game is myself falling down after catching a pass. In other words, I had caught a pass behind a defensive back and kind of really stretched out for it. And then it looked like one of those Goonie Birds landing. I just could not get my balance up, and I just kept going a little bit further down every step of the way, and I must have ran like about 20 or 25 yards without catching my balance, and then finally just belly flopped, and I think it was ended up with 57 or 60 yards, something like that. But that's the thing I remember about that game. It was kind of embarrassing. You know, you get out in front of somebody and then you make a decent catch and stretch out a little bit, and then just, you know, you just can't catch your balance. And so I didn't have great breakaway speed, so that was probably just as well that I was falling down, because he probably would have caught me anyway. The one thing I maybe just made add, Jonathan, was in 61, that was my junior year, and our quarterback was Ron Miller. And Ron Miller was really a good passer, a good thrower, and it's unusual because he had been hurt when he was a sophomore, and so after that year, 1961, they requested if he get another year of eligibility, and he was turned down. So if Miller would have gotten another year of eligibility, ironically, people probably wouldn't have heard of Ron Vanderkellen that next year, because Miller would have been the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Vanderkellen, wasn't he a Heisman contender as well?
Yes, he did. Although most of the votes and things were in before the Rose Bowl game, and so he probably wasn't as highly thought of at that point in time. Had he had the Rose Bowl game factored in there, he probably could have won the thing. Terry Baker was the winner that year, and I think I had gotten some votes. And so it was a little bit different than it is today. You know, there just wasn't as much hype in terms of national media or social media, things like that. And so it was much different in the respect of most people, you know, really factored in the year they had the previous year and the cumulative year, rather than just the specific year in which the award was given.
Were you on the team with Vanderkellen the year that you guys beat number one ranked Northwestern? I know a lot of former Northwestern players talk about that game. It's kind of even to this day, it's kind of bitter for them.
Yes, it was. That was our senior year, and that probably was the game that gave us a good indication of the potential and that we could, you know, be a very good team. Northwestern came into Madison ranked number one in the country, and I'm not sure where we were ranked. Maybe one of the top 15 or something like that. And we took it to them pretty good. They had Tommy Myers at quarterback. Paul Flatley was a receiver, so they had a very good team. Ira Parsegian was the coach, and that, like I say, we kind of put it all together on that particular Saturday, and then that was kind of the springboard for our successful season that year.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine.